you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, is known as the agency that regulates the stock market and stock exchange in Jamaica, ensuring that the stock market and its broker members operate at the highest standards. In recent years, however, the JSE has sought to meet its mandate in a more hands-on way by offering training in finance and related areas through its recently introduced online training facility, the JSE eCampus. On today's edition of Career Talk, we explore the Jamaica Stock Exchange's eCampus and the training courses it offers. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. As an agency which interfaces with members of the financial sector, as a matter of course, the Jamaica Stock Exchange sought to play its part in ensuring that persons in the sector are equipped with the knowledge and skills to make the best possible impact. With that in mind, it introduced its eCampus.
Well, we're talking about an organization that values ideals like good governance, integrity, sound regulatory framework for the financial sector in general. And against that background, the JSE performed what I'm going to call a strategic maneuver in putting in place this eCampus to address those core values and concerns.
Academic advisor for the JSE eCampus, Dr. Albert Benjamin. The eCampus is a web-based e-learning system that facilitates learning through online lectures, tutorials, interactive videos, and audio clips. Presently, the eCampus offers students a postgraduate diploma in financial services management, which exposes students to training in 14 courses. Students can also participate in individual courses. Courses include Fundamentals of Money Markets, Mastering Financial Negotiations, Compliance, Ethics and Corporate Governance, just to name a few. Dr. Benjamin now outlines the entry requirements for the JSE eCampus.
For the postgraduate diploma or certificate of completion, persons are expected to have a first degree in management studies, finance or any other related social sciences, or a gym securities course, or any other FSC first level course, and at least 3 years relevant experience with the financial services sector in a related field.
The institution also accepts persons who have over 8 years experience in the financial sector in lieu of a first degree to their mature postgraduate diploma program. The applicants must submit a written statement of intent and complete an interview.
For those persons who are interested in participating in terms of the certificate of participation, sound educational background, and to have an interest in financial sectors.
Dr. Benjamin is quick to note that the course is delivered in a very intensive manner by lecturers who are practitioners in the field. The aim is to reduce all gaps between theory and practice.
So what we want to ensure is that the persons who access the content in our courses are able to apply this in a real way in their context when they go back, so that we emphasize real-world application in the delivery of the courses. For example, we don't only discuss trading a stock, you get a chance to trade a stock.
Those who participate in the JSE eCampus's postgraduate program can attest to its effectiveness. Here's a testimonial from recent graduate, Executive Director of the HeartTrust NTA, Wayne Wesley.
One of my objectives in joining the program was to broaden my own knowledge. I already had my own technical skills. While completing the course, I did the pension planning, the financial planning, and we look at the pension plan and all of that. And I must say that the knowledge gained from this course allowed me to be in a very commanding position or knowledgeable position in speaking with my pension planners now, who are managing the pension plan for my organization, and be able to ask them the right question.
Graduate of the JSE eCampus's postgraduate diploma program, Wayne Wesley. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.